It's your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rox Hour, good morning, Christmas Eve. WTO 11 now, weather forecast clouds. Earlier this morning, there was a little drizzle, kind of looks a little foggy over Lake Cascades this morning. We'll get you some details here soon. Time for Christmas jokes. And over on the now line, my sister-in-law, Susie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Up in Adam here this morning, right?
Yes, I've been up for a while preparing.
I know. I look back, and it's been like 10 years or more that we have been doing Christmas jokes on the radio. So,
And I try not to repeat them from year to year, so it's definitely getting harder.
I know I sent you some, but probably don't want to have those on the radio unless you did a little rewriting. But our question this morning, Susie, I know you grew up in an Italian family, but any unusual Christmas meals or dishes? I know I've experienced your Italian meals, and it goes from one course to another, ends up with salad at the end.
Yes, that's probably the most unusual thing that your brother thought was, you know, why do we do the salad at the end? But some of our favorite things, we always have Italian wedding soup and then usually a pasta of some sort. And then antipasta gets passed around at some point. So definitely not your normal, Christmas food.
So we grew up with ham balls and corn.
That's right.
Mashed potatoes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And then the other thing I noticed, the Italians, there's a bottle of wine not far from everyone. So
right. Lots of bottles to choose from. Something for everyone.
Yeah. A little bit of everything. And then suddenly it turns into a drinking game after a while.
That was a great Thanksgiving that year.
That was a Thanksgiving that it turned into a drinking game at the end.
All what ages. Are you grateful for?
All right. Let's get into our Christmas jokes here. And There you go. Let's start out. I have not been prepped. I will let everybody know. I don't know what the jokes are, so.
Yes, so they start out pretty dad joke, and then the last four are a little bit more colorful, but I try to keep them low-key, so we should be good, family-friendly.
Family-friendly, God bless you there. All right, go ahead.
All right, what did the doctor say to the gingerbread men with a sore knee?
I don't know.
Have you tried icing it? what did Frosty's girlfriend give him when she was mad at him?
Can't think of anything.
The cold shoulder. Why is everyone so thirsty at the North Pole?
Because it's dry. I don't know.
No well. what did Santa say to Mrs. Claus when he saw a thunderstorm coming?
Don't know.
Looks like rain, dear.
These are so obvious. I just can't, I'm not thinking right this morning.
All right. I've got a couple, two more good,
we hope good ones, right?
Ones. Okay. What was Santa's response when he forgot something at the store?
I don't know.
I checked the list twice. And what did the donkey do when he got cut off by Santa's sleigh?
Tell me.
He honked. All right. And what do train sets and your wife's chest have in common?
I don't know. Do
both
I want to know?
Made for
no, start
both
over.
Were made for kids.
You better start that one over. I interrupted. Okay. Take two on that last joke.
Okay. What do train sets in your wife's chest have in common?
I don't know.
Both were made for kids, but dads can't help playing with them. What did Santa sing coming down the chimney?
I don't know.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Why does Santa always come down the chimney?
Why?
because he knows better than to try the back door. And the last one.
Okay.
What does Santa say when he sees Kim, Chloe, and Courtney?
I don't know.
Ho, ho, ho. That's it. That's all I've got for you.
Excellente. We'll post those later on my blogs.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Sister-in-law Susie, we'll see you later this afternoon. Sounds with great. Lots of wine and all of that. So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.